from the CDC. America, 20,000 more deaths in the next 3 weeks. And Florida, in the middle of a pandemic, now brace. Tonight, the startling new prediction from the CDC. America could see 20,000 more deaths in the next 3 weeks. And Florida, in the middle of a pandemic, now bracing for a hurricane. Florida's governor declaring a state of emergency, shutting down COVID testing sites. The president on the ground there tonight, greeting a crowd of supporters without masks. All this as Hurricane Isaias pounds the Caribbean with devastating floods and is now threatening major cities along the East Coast. Deadline looming. More than 25 million Americans will lose critical unemployment aid at midnight as Congress goes home for the weekend without reaching a deal. Unfounded attacks on mail-in voting. The president continues to undermine the long-standing practice of voting by mail. Growing concerns that the U.S. Postal Service, led by one of President Trump's biggest donors, is slowing mail service.
Is that mail is backing up, is getting delayed.
Democrats tonight accuse President Trump of undermining democracy. Bitcoin bust. Tonight, Florida authorities arrest the mastermind behind that Twitter attack of 130 accounts, including President Obama, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk. Turns out, he's 17 years old. And tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman is on the road with a local businessman who's helping send 75 kids to college.